The standard text comes to us from Theodotion, a 2nd century AD revisionist. However, the story of Bel and the Dragon is likely the retelling of a Babylonian fable dating to around 1750 BC about an ancient Mesopotamian deity named Marduk, often referred to as Bel, an ancient Akkadian word meaning Lord. In regards to the provenance of the seventh vision of Daniel, two manuscripts containing the text are preserved in the Armenian Library of St. Lazarus, and both copies are paired with a similar but unrelated text entitled The Vision of Enoch the Righteous. Jacques Isaverdens, the translator of this current version, notes that the seventh vision of Daniel was actually included in a copy of the Bible from 1341, which is housed in the aforementioned library. The text of the seventh vision was inserted immediately following Daniel's sixth vision within the book of Daniel. Isaverdens further has this to say regarding these two texts. The first of these two apocrypha, that is, the vision of Enoch, is a piece akin to the second, that is, to Daniel's seventh vision. And the subject of both is an allegory which concerns the Byzantine Empire and its historical and religious revolutions and vicissitudes. Therefore, it is supposed that the author of both must have been a Greek, and consequently the original text from which the Armenian version was made must have been written in the Greek language. As to the antiquity of the original texts, it seems that their date cannot go back to the first centuries. However, one may suppose in the beginning the existence of an ancient and short text, which in later centuries successively received many editions by different people. As regards the age of the Armenian version, it is supposed to have been made at the end of the 7th or during the 8th century. The prayer of Azariah and the song of the three holy children is a lengthy passage consisting of 68 verses that appears after Daniel chapter 3, verse 23, in Roman Catholic and Eastern Orthodox Bibles. Following these verses, the Roman Catholic Bible picks up again at Daniel chapter 3, verse 91, with what would usually be Daniel chapter 3, verse 24. These 68 verses include three main components. The first is the prayer of Azariah. The prayer of Daniel's friend Azariah is given while three children were thrown into a fiery furnace for refusing to worship an idol. The second component is a brief account of a radiant figure that met them in the furnace, yet was unburned. This is said to be an angel, or interpreted by Christians as a prefigurement or theophany of Jesus Christ, in the same vein as Melchizedek. The third component is the song of the three holy children, in which the unburned children sing praises once they realize their deliverance. The song of the three holy children is part of a hymn sung during the matins and other services in Orthodoxy. It can be found in the Church of England's Book of Common Prayer as the canticle called the Benedicite, and is one of the traditional canticles that can follow the first scripture lesson in the order of morning prayer. The story of Susanna and the elders is 64 verses in length and is included in the extended book of Daniel as chapter 13, whereas Daniel usually ends at 12 chapters in length. As the story goes, two lustful elders make false accusations against a Hebrew wife named Susanna after spying on her as she bathed in her garden. When she makes her way back to her house, they accost her and threaten to claim that she was meeting a young man in the garden unless she agrees to have sex with them. She refuses to be blackmailed and is arrested and about to be put to death for promiscuity when a young man named Daniel interrupts the proceedings, shouting that the elders should be questioned to prevent the death of an innocent woman.